Let's go.
All right, great. Thanks everybody for coming on a Friday for another in-person and online session of the Railbelt subcommittee. And let's go ahead and just do roll call. We'll go around the table in the room and hit the folks online, and then we'll get into the agenda. Mark, do you want to start?
Yeah, Mark Lucan with Michael Baker.
Pretty stay with AEA.
Sarah Whitney, Artisan Jacob DOE.
Ted Miller, Renewable IPP.
Tony Izzo, Mountain East Electric.
Brian Carey, AEA.
John Sims, Let's Start.
Paul Hahnemann, IDH.
Michael Yaffe with Michael Baker.
Nick Fry with Michael Baker.
Malia Walters with Michael Baker.
I see Mariah Smith.
Moira Smith with MSTAR, thanks.
Yep. Sorry, Moira. And then that's it. Oh, Jessica Broker.
Hi, yes, present.
Okay.
Jessica, we're just all saying who are with. Who are you with?
I'm the regulatory specialist with GVEA, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks. Welcome. All right. So I'll take a first stab at the high-level agenda and have Tony comment as well. But, you know, the purpose of this meeting is we're trying to finalize the Railbelt subcommittee section and both our summaries and our action item summaries. And so the intent is to do that, but then also discuss comments. Now that we've had a preview of the full draft report, also discuss maybe where we see discrepancies or where we can align things better to make the messaging stronger. And so we'll be talking to that as well. But in my high-level agenda, we will start with we've had some action summaries submitted by the Railbelt Working Group. And so there were three of those summaries. We'll just talk through. We'll have a group discussion on that and decide if we want to incorporate those or what we'll do with them, if anything. And then next, we'll go through all of the Railbelt subcommittee content. We'll start with our intro section. Then we'll go through the transmission storage strategy in action, the diversification strategy in action, demand actions in summary, and then discuss if any of the if we want to prioritize our actions once we get done with that. So really, it's trying to get to the final content. And then we'll switch over. That's kind of finishing up our work product as a subcommittee. And then, you know, changing hats to look at the overall report and if we have any comments to better align and make messaging stronger within that report. And so I think that is a high-level agenda. Tony, anything to add or change?
No. It's option, and I would only put these comments when we were introduced for the agenda and not retrieved in the papers.
Okay, on the Railbelt working
group. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I think we are actually there, so why don't you kick us off?
Sure. The context on this is that the
Tony, can I interrupt for just a minute? For folks online, we have hard copies in the room, and so, Michael, I don't know if you would like to share your screen to show the actual version of the summaries from the SharePoint site. That might help folks that are online see what we're talking about. Would that work? You're on mute.
Sorry. I have the draft version of the plan. I can pull down the summaries that were distributed as well.
Yeah, or I can share it from my screen either way, but, you know, it's however you would like to do it.
Okay. Yeah, you could share. That would be
okay.
Great.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Sorry about that, Tom. Go ahead.
I think I know what Tony can say, and I agree with it in regards to the Railbelt working papers. And before I close out, I wanted to just give to you, Jen, there were three sets of two briefs sent in the email that I thought were duplicates, and I tabled them together and I made some notes. I'm just going to give those to you, not to write it down. for you to have the met discussion now.
Okay,
and I'll be great. So, apologies for being disruptive. That is my.
And is it your interest to timeline wise, you're leaving at 12:30?
Yeah.
And then coming back?
Hopefully it's soon after 1:30 that I can be back.
Okay. And is there any comment you want to submit to the group related to the Rail Belt Working Group actions?
Only that I think it's interesting information. I think it can be used as a reference, but that I don't think they sort of look like they were formatted to look like the similar action items that we produced, and I think they're separate, and I think Tony's going to say essentially the same thing. So I don't think they should be incorporated into our action items as though we stand alone, because they didn't go to the same house. So anyhow, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. That's essentially what I was going to say. So you saved me some time there. You know, it's just the circumstance. It was unintended that they come in so late, that we thought that was going to be the case. I don't think that the template would have ever been provided to Brian Dickey to consolidate that information. I mentioned this at the last task force meeting. You should all have these three documents. My suggestion of the discussion would be that I don't believe it would be appropriate to just insert those as Rail Belt recommendations. My recommendation would be that if there's anything in there that we like, that we consider adding it into the work product that we have so far. Otherwise, I would view it as more of the group of Rail Belt facilities, public comment. It's just, it's good input for us, but it wasn't intended to look like a supplement to this work product. Any thoughts on, is everybody good with that?
I'm good. Yeah, I read through the three summaries this morning, and I didn't really feel like an easy way to integrate them, and they are, I think, I think it's interesting additional, ideas that are coming from the Rail Belt Utilities, didn't feel like an immediate way to just like combine some of the content into ours, and so I thought, yeah, I like the idea of treating it for the public comment and informational.
I saw one thing in there, Jim, and looks like I left those copies on my desk. I thought that was everything else. Marcus about it, the comments, maybe they're in here, I don't know.
I wasn't able to print those, I'm sorry.
But what I recall is something about formation of a specific energy economic development effort, the recommendation at the state level that I thought was, and I can't obviously articulate what the good wording was that was there, but I thought it was pretty good wording around the effort related to increasing load, increasing demand. And it was just the one bullet item I helped. Well, that's worded, I like the way that's worded.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it circled, and but I don't think there's any harm in not including it.
Aren't these the documents here, though, from the...
These are the documents straight off the SharePoint site.
No. Oh. These are the documents from the Rail Belt Utilities?
Yes.
Okay, so is it that in
here? No. These are documents that are from what you have produced, what the Rail Belt Subcommittee has produced.
Do we want to bring them up? Do you guys want to?
I mean, I can kind of.
I'm saying the documents that we're talking about. If we get a copy, we can get it printed.
Oh right, sure. Yeah, I could send them to Jen.
Let's do that. You can send them to Jennifer. I'll call her.
I'm gonna unplug the connection just so you don't have to watch it. I
expect that I was going to get the things. Really, really simple.
I'm sorry, but this is not the one I looked at on Mother.
But it's no issue with any of these. These are great.
He did such a good job. But tell you, there's a lot of similar recommendations, and there might be nuggets that we want to pull out.
I think it's a kind of a minor, if I would prioritize the comments,
It's always something to call the comment process that can always identify and modify to the final rule.
Yeah, he said he's emailing you.
In terms of today's agenda, I wouldn't want that to say 4:50 minutes out.
So it's always it's a reflective from page 4. That's true. All right, thank you.
So. Yeah, I read through those, and I think that they're I was rather encouraged in fact that there's the amount of alignment that there was, which is in part because of you know, Tony's good input to the group here, and our other input from everybody really. But so I concur that we want to take it under advisement, perhaps include it as public comment or attachment to maybe incorporate some of the better ideas, but I think I don't think we should try to merge them per se nor include them verbatim. So.
Tony, you remember which one of those you saw the wording that you like? Because I've got it here. I can pull it up and...
I understand. I'm sorry.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to scan through.
Okay.
And I can do that at a break or generalize what I'll be screening up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we could, we could just come, we kind of have a general direction on what we want, how we want to handle those. And so we could come back to that at the end and just maybe each kind of scan through and we see if there's anything we want to pick up. Okay. All right. Does that sound good? We'll move on to, I think, looking at our intro section to.
Yep.
The Rail Belt Subcommittee and see if we have any further questions on that.
Again, I didn't make a copy of that, so it's up on the screen. It's probably not big enough.
The one that starts with the Rail Belt Generation Transmission.
So. Yes.
Mark, can we enlarge that?
Yeah, I think.
You don't like a true font?
How's that?
That's good.
And I, you know, this is what was in the document, right? And it was taken from your goals document, and edited a bit to be more succinct.
And do we have a printout of goals?
I wasn't able to.
I have to
To make copies of it.
Okay, you guys are there.
I can pull that up too if you'd like.
I think there are a few things I look like things that I've submitted that are questions for the group on this. I'm glad to go through those.
I'm calling up the goals document and it'll be up here in just a second.
Okay.
And look at that.
I have a copy of it. Maybe we'll make that the Rail Belt Transmission Subcommittee. I think I have. I'm gonna make a copy for everybody. The document here on the screen.
That'd be great. I think that one on my computer here is telling you that it's going to be.
I was going down the hall to do it. I'm just leaving the floor.
Okay.
It was 95% prepared.
Mark, help me find it on the SharePoint. I mean, I can do that easily. I'm on it. I just, what file is it under?
Well, I think what got loaded to the SharePoint was the more abbreviated version that was in the actual document itself. And we had to, you know, we abbreviated it only because it was really kind of a space thing at the time, but.
Do you want to email
that one to Carl? Sure. I'll send this to you, Carl.
Mark, I want to say you emailed us all.
Yeah.
These.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I was just a couple of times. I'm not sure if it's my iPad or this time it's going to charge.
Does it work over there?
It's not local fixed. It's not over there either. So. Got one more to go if you want.
Yeah, I think it's this.
I think I'm going to do this. Should we show the one that's in the final report, and then we'll have the printouts of the original so we can cross them there?
Yeah. So would you want to see the one that's actually in the report? That's the one you, okay, courtesy. All right, very good. There you go.
You got that
copy?
Yeah. Oh, let me make sure she's able to see.
I guess while we're waiting, I mean, I can just jump in. The summary that I see in terms of our short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals have been modified since the last time I was involved. Local, reliable, and affordable, I thought we had all agreed on that language, and now I see an underlined, bolded, clean added to that as well.
Yeah, I think these were added when you missed the meeting with your wedding anniversary, so I think that's where some of these changes were made.
Well, that could well be.
I can speak to this one.
For
me, if you go down further, Carl, you see, I went through it, and my perspective anyway is the word renewables is, it's turned into code for non-dispatchable wind and.
Right. I understand that.
And so I, at the bottom, I went with clean energy, no strike the word renewables. And in the third bullet, I, you know, put the clean is bold and underlined as an option to include, subject to committee's agreement. I could go into the way. I do think we should define what local means. We should say, I think that means in state, but somebody else might look at it and say, oh no, that means in the realm.
Yeah.
So I asked this question in the beginning, going back to the clean reference, just to clarify, I think in state is local. that's my real goal, but, is the long-term goal so the 100% is defined as clean energy? And I think we said no to that because we have infrastructure in place such as the power generation that's on natural gas right now that could represent a portion of that.
But depending on the definition, natural gas is included in clean energy.
I wouldn't put it there.
I'm just saying that.
If I put it there, I get sued.
Right, but I think that there are other, federal agencies that define it that way.
Yeah. Well, we just have to be very blunt about what that means, and maybe define it. So.
We are
all aligned
with significant diversification.
Yeah, exactly.
And so should we strike clean from that long term? So
works for me.
I like it in the meat of the paragraph here when we talk about it there, but it just raises a lot of questions and to present a challenge.
It sure implies that it's limited. And
Confirm
that with the group.
Yeah,
that works for me.
The other thought I had that I didn't really capture on this is, but do we need to consider maybe affordable energy being something, when I think about the affordable, reliable, resilient, and then the governor's discussion around 10 cents a kilowatt hour, do we want to say more affordable energy in recognition of lower cost, so that
it's more affordable?
Because I don't think that's happening in the short term. It's a long shot on the midterm. But I felt like we missed the price, the desire anyway, that costs go down. And I feel like there's not a lot of investment that's required to get us to that place that would facilitate, along with other things, state investment, federal dollars, diversification fuel supply, et cetera, that could get us to lower cost energy, at least on the food inflation.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm clear of wording to significantly diversify power generation. Can we say that it's local, reliable, and more affordable than today, or?
I would maybe consider, you know, with an emphasis on in-state, reliable, and lower cost energy or affordable. That's about the best I can come up with on the spot. I know we're in like, we're past the 11th hour.
Are you okay with me editing on the fly here?
Carl, were you able to see that screen?
I'm gonna make it bigger.
Well, I mean, is it being shared so you can see it?
Yes. Not yet. Sorry. Yeah. Now. So we are striking clean. All right, and then in-state, on in-state versus local.
With an emphasis on, I'm just trying to remember when we wrote the original goal, we were saying we're going to diversify the energy that is in-state reliable.
It's somewhat in my mind that it has to do with mountains that we really don't want to import anything, but we're going to have to do that in the near term. But the ultimate goal is to self-reliant using in-state resources.
Simply said, significantly diversify real-world power generation with energy that is in-state, reliable, and more important than today.
You don't have to. No, more affordable than today.
In what year dollars?
Yeah, and we do have some power sources that are Horseman Power, we have some at 9.6, we're across the board, so.
Should we just say more affordable? Average.
We might be beating ourselves up on this wording. It's not going to, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I like more. I mean, it's just, at least if you can point to it and say, yeah, that hurts you. A lot lower cost. And
more affordable, fine. I just don't like the debate piece.
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
How do we, you know, this is our long-term goal.
Right.
So.
Okay, so then maybe leave it as a significantly diversified power generation with an emphasis on in-state, reliable, and more affordable energy.
I'm good with this.
Okay. I was free. All right. Carl, does that work for you?
I'm muted.
I'm sorry. I said I'm okay with it twice. I was on mute.
Awesome.
A couple paragraphs down, I see bold and underlined. The line starts, hand gas utilities can reliably serve the local demand in the short to midterm. I just think that, in relation to actions that are going to likely increase costs, I just wouldn't want to minimize or express some limit that's just going to be whatever your definition of short-term is. And I think somewhere we identified. So up for consideration, I'm living it either way. In my mind, it's a short to midterm. Gives us the latitude. If you want to keep it at the original version was just short term.
Where are you?
It's down below. It's kind of good.
In the midterm, it starts within the midterm.
The short term.
That might go up. In the final version, they cut the last three paragraphs.
Yeah, so I'm in a.
In the near term, and I changed near to short to midterm.
Yeah.
I guess Mark, these paragraphs were cut from the.
I did. Yeah. So I've got the original document up now.
Okay.
And if you want to edit from that, we can.
I guess the question is, can we keep these
paragraphs? It hasn't changed what's on the screen, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Carl. Certainly, we can find a way to fit it on into the rail belt section, if that's what the committee would prefer.
I think it's important.
Okay.
And I guess we could just copy this all over to that other document.
Yeah, we'll save it in the SharePoint as the RailBelt intro.
And sorry, Mark, I think the cutting of this wasn't that we were going to get rid of it. One of the questions was, where does it go in the plan? Does it go in the introduction of the plan, where we do the introduction of the overall goals of the plan and then the goals of the kind of priority areas?
Right. Yeah, that was one of our questions.
But, I think this sets the stage, though, for the whole kind of conceptual thought process of the committee of, like, okay, where are we? What's the landscape? And then what are the recommendations that fit within that landscape? And I think it's important.
I agree. I think it looks like they just... I wasn't sure if we were, like, cut off the space, but I think it's important to include.
Yeah, and again, we were thinking this might fit even more toward the intro of the whole document. That's what Michael was saying.
Oh, the intro, not just the railroad subcommittee.
Right.
I agree with that. I just think it's, I think what we've got here is a good balance between reality and where we want to go.
I don't object if it gets pulled forward in the document for an overall summary. I don't object to that.
The only thing that might be kind of weird is it is specific to the rail belt, and does that make the other areas feel
a lot of those lines, when I look at this, yes, it's specific to the railroad, but I think it's also easily applicable beyond. And so I don't know if there's a way to tie those things in, but I think ultimately if we want a short, succinct, clear document, everybody has the same goal. And I think that would be a good effort to push for. So I must see that with my team.
And we could, if it's up front, we could broaden it so that it doesn't just talk about rail belt, but broaden it to the state.
Yeah.
And I think the mid and long term goals are applicable statewide as far as midterm is infrastructure.
They even long term though. I mean,
what's
Okay. Even long term. I mean, they're all we should all, as a state, want diversified power generation.
Oh yeah, I think mid is long term. That's what it is.
So, okay, sorry.
So Mark, just for to get the final documents, would we also show this in our section as well? Do we need to get adopted up front, or do we drop it? Do we not need it if it's part of the blueprint?
It's like the first two paragraphs are specifically how well maybe that's you mentioned broadened for bring it up front. I guess the entire task, we need to look at that.
And we could certainly edit it to make it more more broad
scope,
right? Mm-hmm. For consideration to the entire task force.
Yeah, so I would say leave it in the rail belt section, and then if we can modify it to make it more general.
You still need to have the executive summary come into play, so easily pull yeah. things in mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So for the final version, mark the last three paragraphs that are not currently mm-hmm. in our intro section, things will be added.
Yes.
Tony, this is a earlier version. I've recognized, and so I'm going to make sure that what's written on this version is actually edited into this and updated before we save it.
The only thing that was left is the and just for consistency's sake, second last paragraph is including, I guess it said including renewables, and I'm proposing you say
clean right. energy. Clean energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I support that.
So do I.
The renewables is the economy. It's just the way it's used doesn't necessarily. You might say that some of the NGOs and trade organizations, they use it without consideration for the need of storage.
I think that we should, in our rebel subcommittee, it's just use consistent language because we're recommending that clean energy state. And so really, anywhere that we use the word renewable, it should be replaced with
I agree.
As like a macro edge.
And we talk about storage and we talk about reliability and it's so any of them can be clean and reliable. It's just different tools are needed to
mm-hmm.
maybe get.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments on the intro section? Well, none. All right. Let's move on to the transmission storage, or unified transmission. And for that one, what I thought for all these, we could take a look at the action items and then say how long to send reader read or how should we get a preference there.
I think the action item is the question mark, how we get there, or the roadmap, is that?
And the action one is the but we'll actually just be in the appendices.
So we're not going to diversify generation? That's the point difference?
Unified transmission.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Mark, how are these stapled together?
So there's a two-page document that is what I pulled out of the saved version. And I had originally printed yours, your version with the actual track changes on it. So it's the same document. It's just two different forms.
Is this the summary that's up front, or are these the appendix?
This is the summary that's up front. Okay. So this is the unified transmission strategy summary.
Okay. All right, let's do the summary.
Okay. Why would we have two strategies, diversified generation, and three different documents?
Well, again, Jen had originally sent me hers with the track changes, and I printed that, and then I've got this. I mean, if I do with the same title at the top.
Same title, right? It's the same one, but the task and purpose is different.
is
so, well, one is the actual action item, and this is your TFC. So
I'm equally confused.
So there are three.
And then earlier in the week, I got a bunch of track changes, and I found we had accepted the track changes.
These are the three strategies right here.
Okay.
And then these are all action items.
Okay, so we look at the,
So which one, which purpose are we looking at?
Unified transmission, right?
Let's look at the unified transmission one.
Okay, that's none of these.
Look here.
There you go.
Okay. And then, okay, let's just go to the version that has the track changes. So just go to that piece.
I know,
Alright, so we'll go through this is the strategy, and then we'll
I have it, it's just two. They call it the strategy.
And Curtis, we're going to look at the one with. So then we'll sit in the space to get in front of you, so we have to back you.
Space, you did 3 pages.
I'll get there, Carl. Stand by.
No, I got it pulled up. So I just had a couple of overarching comments. Is that I thought we had missed the emphasis on this needs to be a state organization to be able to accept, you know, the federal grants and the and so it's in there. It's in there in the fine print, kind of farther down. But I just wondered if we wanted to purposely make that more emphasis on that, so we can, you know.
Carl, are you referring to the how we get there where it says unified convey all existing transmission assets to AEA or new not for profit, et cetera?
Well, that's the fine print part, you know. And if you're okay with that, and then that's fine. I'm not going to push it. I just thought that, you know, to get a little momentum around this effort, it'd be important to say that, you know, we won't be able to accept these state or federal grants unless we get our house in order and get organized on this transmission unification.
I actually agree with you completely because I'm so close to it, and what you just pointed out to me is something that I walk around thinking everybody knows. And I think you're exactly right. As a lay person, it something needs to be up on a purpose or as to why we would do that. And frankly, you can't build anything new with the GRIP funds without state match and it becoming state-owned assets.
Yeah, I
agree as well. I think especially in this day and age when folks don't take the time to read the full document, we need to make sure it's up front so that it's well understood.
In the edits that I proposed on the purpose, I was trying to say, what's the purpose, what's our end goal, and trying to emphasize that, so maybe we can make it clear to say, instead of simplify owner operatorship.
We're not defining what we want done. To me, it's kind of, when we had accelerate upgrades or existing transmission, we were defining what we were doing. And by the first new paragraph of the new section, it just seemed like a just comfortable words to use, a stronger backbone. But that transmission system is what we're trying to upgrade. We're talking about Bradley Lake to Fairbanks via Anchorage construct a second transmission line from Savannah to Ely via Beluga. It's very definite and you know, there's things that might be happening with federal grants that define exactly what we're doing, and that's exactly what we want to have done is that second line off the Kenai. So I think we should need to draw that out and say that that's what we want to do.
I think part of the problem is the word purpose, right? And so when you see the word purpose, if the purpose is to do what the changes are, but to your point, Curtis,
you don't get to see what we want actually done until the back.
Right.
And so it kind of goes back to the point, how upfront do we need to be with all these things?
Well, how about you can just start off that existing sentence by just say, establish a state-controlled entity for the purpose of receiving federal grants and providing matching funds to accelerate upgrades to existing transmission.
The state-owned entity already exists, so we don't need to establish anything. It's right here. It's called AEA.
Mm.
We've already gotten a couple $100 million, so I don't want to confuse that with folks.
Yeah, it goes back to the consolidation that we're looking at.
Right. I guess I'm saying is if we want to consolidate the transmission lines, we want to build secondary lines, let's just say that's what we want to do. Because quite frankly, that's what we're moving to do, so let's just,
I agree with you, Curtis. I just think that the third prong to that stool is institutional reform of having it under one umbrella, and we can be very specific about. And you do that in the roadmap part.
Yeah.
I would just put it up front. I would leave it exactly where it is, but I would copy something like it up front because
it
really ties back to the RCA 2015 letter to the legislature about institutional reform of the railroad. One of them was transmission, one was reliability standards, and I'm sure they were wrong in the third one, so I forget.
I guess it is a general question formatted, like you said, how do we get punchy up front so we don't lose our audience and they miss the message? And I don't know, because the way the format is, right, we see the purpose in the background and then like the how we get there again.
We have a purpose. Well, we can just strictly bullet point exactly what we want done. Boom, boom, boom. Here's the purpose. How we get there? Where are we going to consolidate this? We're going to upgrade transmission, I just list it right there in the purpose area.
I think I've heard from most, if not all, of the committee that we believe this is like the number one priority and has the biggest impact. So some clarification is certainly important.
It really comes down to the formatting and what we want. We can just take the how we get there roadmap, pull instead of page two, and move up to the purpose, and we'll eliminate that. It doesn't matter if we get out of here. Whatever the formatting will set. We do want to make things as strong as possible up front, so that the point is made.
The one thing definitely we want to do is put in the purpose the type of upgrades that we see, and that is a secondary line off the Kenai from the Kenai to Anchorage, and if we want to do Anchorage to Fairbanks, but define that. And then that way we have check boxes. We can say done that, or getting funding for that.
You know, the how we get there part, they reference all existing transmission going to KDA, but there's nothing said about new transmission. There's a constructing new transmission.
Mm-hmm.
It just has, to build transmission operation and control reform, but it doesn't say anything about building new transmission.
Brian, I would use the example of NBA building 20 miles of transmission called the substations because of growth in the Lakes area. I just need to loop that thing. And anytime you need a ring around it. And I'm not sure, we haven't gotten to this point yet where we've discussed is it kind of an all-in transmission, or would you rather be, you know, it's like saying, do I want the highway from here to there and whatever assets are required on the highway, or do I want every road? I don't think you want every side.
You're right. You're right.
Good point. Good question. I think the scope of it, though, is the highway.
But don't we have to execute construction commissioning as the last law until we get there? Is that what we're referring to? Or not?
I think there's the near-term upgrades that have been identified, but then there's probably ones that go beyond that in the future. I guess, for me, Mark, could we see the PDF version? Because I just want to read, like, I just want to see it in its final form to understand how punchy or not punchy it is.
Michael, do we have a PDF version of this? I don't think I'll back up.
Of course, yeah, draft energy master plan.
Here we go.
I have it if you have it. Let me know.
How do you get here? You could always be applying for federal grants as you can.
Yeah, we probably need to clean up a little bit where, because it's a little choppy, and when we say that we want to do it Kenai to Fairbanks to Anchorage, we might want to define those two out to say Kenai to Anchorage, and then a secondary one, Anchorage to Fairbanks.
Here's your strategy right here, Jen.
Okay, so that's our intro, and then that goes, we go to the next. Okay.
Yeah, let me get it shared.
She got that figured out. Let's just make that actually transition here. So.
Get that rid of that. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then is the next page down where the actions show up?
Yep. Yeah, I don't know where how we get there, where that went. Huh.
Here, no, it's Mark, here, let me share the screen. I can do full screen.
Okay.
Show you the full spread.
Go ahead, Mike.
The action's going to be on the edge here, and there's everything else kind of opens up full spread with the write-up.
Right.
But, and, some of them have the sort of the most important piece.
And how we get there piece that's in the the Word document, Mike.
Okay. But I'm just showing you that how it's currently laid out.
Yeah, this is the way it's laid out right now. And so I think what we had done is we took the how we would get there and put it into this action item.
But
okay.
It hasn't been done yet.
Oh, I see.
I think probably all the other ones are formatted is even where we have like multiple action write-ups within your diversified generation. And each one of those has an action title on the side. For this one, it probably makes sense to, I don't know, what do you think, Curtis? Would we list out what the steps are and list those as separate actions as far as either
listing the steps would be helpful because we don't have a lot of steps. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pieces within each step, but the steps are pretty much defined.
And we could put
Curtis, in that regard, the steps are pretty defined. So it says we want to convey to AEA or a new non-for-profit regulated utility. Does that give us a clear path of what we want to do?
Yeah, I guess the question is you know, we can leave it as AEA or that could be confusing because you're saying A or B, or do we just want to pick A or pick B to do that? So
there's an existing construct in place, and I've weighed this out so many different ways, and even in the example, you know, not to drag you through it, of the lesser of the evils, no matter what, even in that example, I come back to if the state's going to own it, it needs to be the state.
Right.
And
so really, we sign a third party in, we just say the state.
Well, even if you use the word like utility, I mean, all of a sudden I know you're going to get hands raised. It's going to be mine. And I know of one locally that's going to raise their hand and say, well, that's us. We did that before. I mean, that's not the process.
Should we say the state or should we say AEA?
AEA already owns Bradley. We already own Tesla Line. It is, you know, You certainly want to say, oh, DNR, now go play with that. You know, that
just makes it. No, I think
right.
One big public corporation.
It's a public corporation,
yeah. Right?
And so.
So, yeah, and apologies to make us go back and forth so much, but I just wanted to see, like, get a feel for how people are going to see this information so we know how to format it so it is punchy. Do you guys think that if we had in the action thing on the far on the side, if that said, you know, unify under ADA or I don't want to word it, but in those other action steps?
Yeah, we can have it. I think it's just the similar, it's just we take off a nonprofit.
But as far as all that is stressed, I'm
going back to the Word document.
Mark, if you select your screen, it'll automatically transition whatever you're looking at to share. Then there's a risk that you get like a weird email that you
don't. Say that again.
Under the sharing, under Teams.
Your email would be welcome compared to some of the things I've seen on Zoom.
So,
would you think just select what you were sharing just now?
Whatever.
Select screen instead of window.
Great.
There you go.
I'm going to send you a weird email about 5 minutes.
All right. So, I guess the question is, and one of the things I thought as a just a suggestion is, you know, I don't know if it's the Rail Belt, we say the Rail Belt Committee, or we recommend achieving this, or we recommend, I had it in my mind. Anyway, yeah, we recommend accomplishing this by, and then list those 5 statements under how we get there.
I'm counting 6. But we might want to, we probably need to tweak these because the first one, unifying convey all existing transmission assets along the rail belt and Bradley Lake. What is it? Unify all convey all existing transmission assets along the rail belt and Bradley Lake. Well, Bradley Lake already is ADA.
Yeah.
So it's really in unify. Yeah, unifying many existing transmission line assets along the rail belt to AEA. We already have some, but that we take Bradley out. And then we'll just say, for the net book value, we'll just take out that third party piece. We say developing financing plan, but it's really, we need to look at what other opportunities there are beyond financing. To me, financing is we're going after the private sector getting financing. But, you know, there's grant potential and that coming forward. So how do we kind of talk about seeking?
So instead of financing plan, we buy an acquisition plan.
Yeah, play devil's advocate. I mean, I had this discussion on some of us on the way in here, and it had to do with, just as we went from the front door to the room here, had to do with one particular utility that is likely not in position to sell, but might lease. I think it just senses the fact that somebody might be upset by a seller book network value when reality might be similar to Iceland in that area.
Let's talk in Iceland. Let's not talk Iceland model because it's specific to a group that nobody knows what the Iceland model is per se. So we, if there are pieces of it, but how do we convey it into here without saying Iceland is my...
Well, I agree with you. Say Iceland is just an example of a system that...
I understand this. I'm just saying that the audience doesn't know what Iceland is, right, that model, and so referring to it where it very well be a good indicator, we know where in this document saying, oh, by the way, this is what they did in Iceland, here's the model.
Right.
We don't define that, so.
You would appreciate when you made it to develop financial plan.
How about this? I mean, so what we're saying is ultimately we want to unify the transmission assets. get, like, get that done. We don't need to probably dictate the details of how it gets done. Can you guys
identify the Bay, all existing transmission assets along the railroad to AEA, period.
Period.
Mm-hmm. And that way we don't say how we're doing it.
Yeah, and then, like, develop a financial plan. I would just strike that and say, go after funding opportunities as a, under this new entity.
Yeah, look for looking at financial,
To me, I think we're talking about very conveys control, one-stop shop, singular, single decision-making entity. I might still own it, might not.
Yeah.
I still have all of my rights on it to serve my data load.
Yeah. I think probably maybe the less we say how we unify and convey is probably the better, because it is going to be different. I just don't know what that looks like.
Yep. So, the intent is to unify, go after money, and operate efficiently.
So unifying, convey all existing transmission assets along the rail belt to AEA, period. Mm-hmm. And then develop a financial modeling or financial modeling.
Well,
you
just say, like, go after funding.
Well, we can say identify funding.
How about seek federal funding and provide necessary matching funds to execute transmission system
upgrade. I'm 100% with you, but the federal government's not going to give us money to buy transmission lines. So, it's going to have to be something different than that. And so the question is
well, no, but not to buy, but they won't they give grants to build?
Yes, but it might not be.
But that's our first under purpose. I mean, the first thing we're talking about is what we want to build. So we're talking about both unifying and building within under the AEA umbrella.
Right. I guess I don't disagree with you at all, Carl. I'm just trying to say, how do we link them? It seems like a disconnect by just one bullet point, two bullet points. There almost needs to be something to lead into it. There needs to be a, how do we link them? And it might be just another bullet point in between the two.
I guess, Chris, so in the example of one thing we were saying, because, for example, the utilities are there's been a joint application on the GRIP funding, and then we want to make sure that if that were to be successful.
What if we say, like, identify state and federal funding opportunities?
For transmission upgrades.
Yeah, for transmission upgrades. And then that way that we can talk about providing the state match or do that, but really that's what we're doing. We need to identify state funding and federal funding, and usually if feds come, it comes to the match that the state's going to have to come with. So that's a
sizable
incentive
subsidies.
All around the temperature, solar heating, and infrastructure that supports the overall.
Identify state and federal funding opportunities for transmission upgrades. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. That's another thing, sir. Does that work for you, Carl?
Sure. I think the message we actually want to get out to the legislature is to write the checks for the matching funds.
Right.
If we think we're still want to identify the opportunities, that's fine.
Well,
we
don't know all the opportunities out there. DOE is putting new opportunities out there every day. We know what we've applied for, and maybe we do identify state and funding opportunities for transmission upgrades, and then we can maybe put, if we want to, such as the HVDC line from Kenai to Anchorage, and then we could say from Anchorage to Fairbanks. That's a second phase to it. But to, maybe even we can identify a couple of those in there. Yeah.
I don't know that we want to be specific. We can. It's just that identify those opportunities and provide the matching funds in 2 years or 10 years. you know, I liked your bullet that you had developed there, Curtis, on the identify federal and state funding opportunities to facilitate transmission upgrades.
Yeah. Just to clarify, and I think Jen was right, that second bullet may become your second action for the strategy. Because the bullets on how to get there, those technically are your actions.
Yeah, because what was crossed out on this one is exactly some of that federal fund, you know, some of those opportunities are kind of that path is there. So how do we want to pull some of that out?
Yeah, you could be more specific in an action item.
Right.
You know, that's under the subheader.
Right.
Right.
Just let me ask you, who's on the line?
Jessica's on. Carl.
Is it all family?
It is all family.
Okay. Carl?
Yeah.
We just got, AEA just got $200 million for Beluga to Anchorage. So we need to craft that into this to get the state match.
Yes.
Just among family. It's not public, and that's why I want to double check. So that's why we were kind of darting around it. And I think you and I are on the same page, but we have 206 million reasons why to nail this one.
It's right. Get out the checkbook.
Yes.
Or because Robin said it.
I think that's yet to be.
Okay. Because there is a utility involved, nothing more.
We had a half hour conversation with them. There's a lot more we need to put into it to have that discussion. Yeah. We have to negotiate.
It could, and I'll just say this and I'll leave it here, but it could have the unintended consequence of increasing the costs, which are already proposed to save the city.
But that lowers the future demands of a system transition.
I don't want to get into the details of it, but be careful.
Well, we can have a bigger conversation.
Can we keep going through?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. We're moving on. Let you know why we've been dancing around that issue.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. So we stricken develop financing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next one is develop transition operations and control reform.
I think we'll delete the potential Iceland model.
Yeah, and just say with regular version of management. We'll figure out what that looks like.
That was kind of a placeholder.
Yeah, yeah.
For us.
About having kind of that single wheel in charge, because that's
the postage stamp, right?
Well, I saw simplified number. I mean, here I thought,
we actually want to say a postage stamp.
We did, I think.
I know that language is used in the incentives and subsidies.
Yes.
That's
true. Yeah. Well, what right today the constraints would technically require zonal rates. Because otherwise, Kenai and Fairbanks and Carrier would be subsidizing if he, or vice versa.
By the way, yeah.
Once the transmission lines are built, now you can, that facilitates economic dispatch. The next lowest cost generation comes online next. Doesn't care where you are on the system, but the ratepayer benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that also then allows a single one postage stamp would be.
So how do we clarify the total bullet point?
I mean, once we've got the unified organization, Mark, can you just go back to the
Right.
We just have a bullet that says establish postage stamp rate or transmission wheels?
And my narrative is really to qualify it to say, you really need these other things to be quite, push stamp is the ideal, but you would create a balance and try to impose that today.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have filings with the regulatory commission. It'll take us 2 years to go through.
And you're just referring to the rail belt.
And,
okay.
You're right, because it's used somewhere else in the report talking about all inclusive.
Yes.
See, that's
supposed
massive subsidy.
Do we want to not use the postage stamp rate?
Well, I'm going to say establish a transmission rate.
Wheeling
rate or transmission rate, which is universal, which is standardized, which is...
Establish a single transmission wheeling rate for anyone that's crossing
railroad. Yeah, railroad. We got to have railroad. Yeah. Transmission and
railroad. Yeah, I think there's another opportunity in this, too, that I don't know that we want to point out, but you know, if the state were to want, let's say there was momentum, we've heard this from some legislators around wanting to pay down debt. Once you create this kind of structure, you could pay down the debt of this entity on A and A, and it would just be a pass-through to every consumer, you know, 70% of the population would be a lower base. So.
Right. I think the thought is that if the AEA was to purchase the railroad, we'd do it. And let's just, I understand not everybody might be in the same mood, they're in the same mind, at book value, that's $600 million going back into the utilities for whatever they, you know, whether it's to pay down debt or whatever, but that's roughly what we can figure out from RCA environment.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of us on the continental.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I feel like everybody knows what wheeling charges.
Establish a single transmission rate for the rail belt.
Because wheeling goes away.
Right.
Okay, good.
You're not wheeling across somebody's system.
Right. You got a good point.
You know, and I think if you got like Hickey in here, he talked about uplifting it to the end user on a per kilowatt hour basis. And
yeah,
I would just stay away from that and let that get worked through later.
Okay.
On the next one, we have a line ERO statute and regulations with transmission reform. Do we feel that's a need to do that, or what do we?
What you need, Curtis, is to get transmission planning out of the ERO.
Right.
Because if you've got this authority, this is where it would need to be. We know a lot more now than we did when the ERO was formed. So you would you want the transmission planning out, and you need the ODE, or open access transmission power out.
Well, you say the kick out has to be 2025 and
2023,
sorry.
Yeah. So it would need to be modified for those two things so that it could facilitate creation. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I'm just saying we have to what it is.
Those are the things you might need to do.
Right, understand.
Can we get rid of the last three bullets? And then do we want to just list out the new firm upgrade projects that we know we're going to do?
Well, we say align ER, because that's a good point. We have to align it. That's part of
that
it.
That was the way to say, you know, without saying something lightning rod.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
the way it's alignment seems a softer way to go about getting to the point where something is just legislation to grip it.
And the next one on the bottom, I agree, the next one probably can come out because to me that's self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Complete design permitting and right away, I mean, you're going to do that anyhow. That's just
by default.
Yeah.
Change the what? Like, which upgrades would it change?
Yeah, I would take out the last two lines and then we can talk about, because the two upgrades we have is we have an AC/DC line off the Kenai, let me say that, to Anchorage. Off the Kenai Peninsula to Anchorage. That way we're not dictating ourselves. We're not dictating
around. Don't know where. The routing study is going to dictate what the best place has to be.
Right. And then the next one would be to look at the Anchorage to Fairbanks. And then these are new lines. This isn't talking about upgrading the old ones, too.
That's true, because you've got a lot of fine laws, and you're heating a lot of water right now. And that is line laws, it's an efficiency, it's an upgrade, just like the 115, 230 come off that. The first segment we're doing eliminates the section line responsible for 20% of the wine loss in Grassy Lake and Cantus.
Can we just say, because you know, those are just two known projects, and then there's going to be further upgrades and redundancies to all of
there are. You're going to have substation, you know, upgrades. You're going to have other.
What if we take the last two bullets and make them sub-bullets under identified state and federal funding opportunities for transmission upgrades? Because then it's they fall within that, and then we could just add a generic one. But it says this is why we need funding these are the kind of projects. So, okay. And it just makes it a sub-bullet. Does that make sense?
And then maybe one of the ends, that's a catch-all for all future upgrades.
Right.
Yeah.
All future necessary upgrades or...
Yeah, and that's what happens if you do say about a lot of new stuff.
PHVPC line, what capacity would that you want to off up head?
I don't really see HVPC that much as a capacity. I've heard different things, but it's going to have probably at least 52 30 release.
Yeah, to me, it's a conceptual, it's an express.
Right.
It's the pros and cons with everything. Very little line loss, but if you, you know, the interconnect to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's expensive.
It's the HOV line.
Yeah, it is. Which some people like to put a dummy in the passenger seat and use it anyway.
That's when it gets expensive. When they find you.
So my personal opinion is that I guess I do think a purpose should say what's the aim, what's the goal, and the actions, how we get there. As long as those are the way it's laid out in the PDF file, as long as you have those bullet points, that kind of right up front on the page. And I'm totally fine changing the wording of the purpose to make it punchier. But I think we need something about just emphasizing that we need, you know, we talked about having this backbone infrastructure that allows us to diversify and have reliable power. So I feel like we need some kind of purpose statement.
I'd almost wonder if the strong, if you want to put the word transmission, just a strong backbone, and then we're ill sent first sentence, and then we're transmission.
Yeah, transmission.
Transmission system?
Yeah. Transmission system.
You want to make these two different sentences since they're really two different thoughts. Enables grid generation projects to integrate to the grid and simplify. So really, these are two different.
Good, that's progress.
What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, no. Good.
Fresh set of eyes.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Okay. That's saved on the SharePoint.
Okay, great.
Just sort of curious, and a second sentence. We have simplify our offership to eliminate multiple delivery charges, but you're not really saying that they're going to save cost by having delivery on multiple delivery charges. And so maybe it's just quick, but it is to lower translation costs. Instead of eliminating multiple delivery charges, have such a nice
or just lower cost, right?
Yeah, to lower costs or lower transmission costs.
I don't know.
We can switch that if you want.
Or do you want to wait?
Well, he's going to leave 20 minutes, so if we switch it out, we'll wait 15 minutes instead of the same thing. Yeah.
Is
that
We switch.
All right, we're going to save. So, to eliminate,
to reduce transmission costs.
Yeah, reduce transmission costs. There you go. There we go.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. Are you connected? Yeah, it looks like you connected.
Thank you for the.
So, you want me to? I'll just move the HDMI over to you.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, I guess just the process time check. We did it through just our intro and.
I was, but Mike can also do it. So if you want, I'll say we just spend the most time on what we think is the most important. So, hopefully the rest of us will do it. Okay, and we can just keep going as we are.
So, can they hear us? Can you ask them? Carl, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yep,
I hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
But we're not hearing them on, we're not hearing on these speakers. So I know how to do that.
Yeah,
Carl, can you speak again?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'll continue to manipulate, but Mike, at some point you will probably need to, well, at 2 o'clock you'll need to take over.
That sounds good. I'm on the SharePoint site now. I assume you're going to jump to diversify generation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to take over now or?
Yeah, why don't you do that? Because I will have to go find it, on this computer. So I think it'd be better if you just go ahead. You start, you work the presentation.
Okay.
Perfect on the background.
Yep.
Yes. There's a couple of different ones.
No. Well, the
body is like a 2.2.
Yeah, we didn't get to aiming the action sheets by the two numbers yet. So this is the.
That's the energy standard.
No. Sorry, you have it. That's one of the ones that you have, right? Which one? I'm sorry.
It just says diversified generation, and then the very first symbol is purpose.
Yeah, but the purpose of the plan, you need to have to do what you have done first. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Purpose is encouraging for me.
Yep.
Diversification for the belt.
Yep.
Everyone snatch it?
Got it. Okay. Yeah, at the bottom of the first piece, just real belt, 2.1.
That's what
background today is 90%.
Yes.
Okay, I've got one over all comment on this. Just Jen.
Yeah, go for it, Carl.
When I read through it, you know, the PDF the first time, and I putting Dixon Diversion in the same bucket with Watana and AKLNG, I think dilutes the importance of a full steam ahead approach on Dixon Diversion. So I understand those other two projects, and I advocated that they be evaluated to assess their, you know, feasibility of pushing on them. I think Dixon's aversion is in a different category. That is, as Tony has said, that depends on the interest rate, but it looks pretty viable. And I think in 20 years, we'll look back and wonder why we didn't do it sooner. And so I think we should somehow break it out and say, and if it's the interest rate that's appropriate, that it makes it, whether it's, you know, feasible under the current, you know, tariff structure or whatever, then we need to push AEA to make the low interest rate and get on with it. So the way it's written, they got all grouped together. That wasn't how we started out with them, and I don't think that's how they should end up.
I agree with you 100%. Because I would say that Dixon Aversion is probably the most, it's not a controversial project. The other two are. Since they want controversy, it could be controversial, and AKA analogy is a cost issue. So I would agree with you that we'd probably need to break them out.
I had another point to it. That is, I think before we get to the December date, where this thing is, you know, finalized and delivered to government, I think we're going to see a data point on natural gas that's going to shift the economics. And you're going to say, okay, the interest rates were, you know, what made it, you know, put it on the edge right today. I think the cost of this power, you're going to have more room in the infrastructure. I think we have today. And that's not a fact yet, but I think it's reason enough, in addition to what Carl and Curtis said, to pull it out as separate. Much more clear in my mind that it's likely to happen.
Mm-hmm. So we scroll down, Michael, we can scroll down to page 2, so how we get there, and what we've said is, I kind of want the most known energy generation diversification projects to a go, no-go decision, and I think this is the three that we identified. And so would the proposal be to take out this in the version and list it separately?
Yeah, I think the latter two were progress them to a go, no go decision. The Dixon is get off the dime and get going.
Well, Carl, it's just the data point is that the reason we didn't do it sooner is because we really didn't know about it.
Right.
And I can say, I mean, that point is valid for a lot of things. It's just, in this particular case, I don't want to, you know, split hairs because we agree.
Well, let me ask you, how does this become one document? Because we did have three distinct documents.
So
there was a consolidation.
This is, with all our action summary sheets,
right,
and they're in the appendix.
Right.
And then in the PDF file, there's the, we have to like summarize all of our action sheets rolled into one strategy, and our strategy is diversified diversification. Or sorry,
generation.
Yeah.
I understand.
Anyways, and so this is the upfront summary, and then that's why this is confusing. And there's all of our action sheets, which are in the appendix, and so there's a whole write up for every one of these action sheets.
To answer Curtis's question, there's still individual action sheets for these. This is the only kind of action that got broken down into sub-projects.
Okay.
So then there were two other diversification
action sheets.
Those are not getting doled up in this. It's Michael's fault for a little bit. So we're just already in the summary.
I'm gonna kind of work my way around and number them all for you, so it's easier.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. So I think it's just a question of for Dixon Aversion, do we want to pull that one up or keep it listed in the three? I guess my understanding is it's still in feasibility, And I thought we should list it first because it's like the first one.
It's the closest thing.
Yeah. Well, we have a separate action sheet for
right.
it.
Yeah.
So that's the point. Yeah, it's like we have a second action sheet for all of these points.
Yeah, the only part is we wrote this so we understand it, but people that look at it will think that we're putting Dixon's aversion in the same controversial buckets as AKLNG and Watana, and that doesn't do Dixon justice.
Okay, fair enough, Bob.
Yeah, you lump anything in with those two, and yeah.
It's all dirty.
Yeah, right.
No go to Sydney Hunty. Am I just naive in thinking that that's an okay thing to do instead of dropping them all together?
Yeah, I guess.
I'd say 75% of the people, because some are either really in favor of Sustainable Montana, some are either really in favor of the boat. I would say, yeah, this is a no. Crash that one.
Yeah. let me ask you this. Maybe what we do is, can we define it, separate it by short term, longer term? Because Dixon is a short term. We'll know that within a short period of time, whether it's a go or no go. Since then, what's on that airline's going to be, that's a longer term. So is there a way to...
But still keep it in phase.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We'll put on a month at the revised cost number.
I'm trying to figure out a way to hold Dixon out.
We're trying to
just... Yes, and you keep it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. How do we do it? So
that's not that could be easily done. I think we would have to tweak the language in the background a little bit to just emphasize that point. But yeah, that could be done.
Yeah, because a lot of people are gonna, if they read this, they're not gonna go to the appendix.
Yeah.
So Michael's got a proposal for us.
That helps.
And you can predict the diversion to the near term, just because that one's kind of going to, rather than short term, it's not the year term. We have the same just progress, to a go, no go. Yeah, because it's not too long, is it?
No. No.
I think you do have to be careful how you go, because it's that one, too. Yeah.
So what's the preferred language to describe this?
So, Michael, I think both of them would have the progress. So one would be progress, near-term energy generation, I guess to go, no-go, and under that would be fix and diversion. And then the second would be progress long-term.
Okay.
You get like that?
Yeah, some phrase to kind of, at least it puts the two controversial and unspecified.
Well, just a few points while we consider controversial projects, such as...
Well, they're really neither statewide.
No, they don't. The other thing that occurred to me in this write-up is that, this is calling out specific projects, but I don't believe in my quick reading of this that there was any mention of going after, other types of energy sources. More generally, wind, solar, geothermal, can that be lumped in here as well, even if we don't have separate action sheets for them, or did I miss that one? So I think the language is that we didn't have a chance to do the, full analysis of all the different generation types, and we're not saying to, but we are acknowledging that there's some projects that have been proposed, those should be, go on those.
Well, I think it's important, and I don't know how you craft this, but clearly, Sustainable-Montana and Alaska, they're mega projects.
Mm-hmm.
They're mega projects by far. Dixon is not a mega project. It's adding 5% to the roadhouse and the jumbling size of Bradley, potentially. So, and when you look at other wind, solar projects, they're more on the smaller side, like Dixon. Dixon is a large project, but it's a small one compared to Sustainable-Montana. So I guess the question is do we want to, like I said, those two are mega projects, AKLNG. And I guess my definition of a mega project is going to cost a billion or more.
John Elder.
And Kirk Douglas. Those are both identity.
Right.
Statewide efforts or.
And more with the statewide benefits.
Yeah, and I think we have to acknowledge that they're out there. I don't view that any other option is not on the table. But it's hard for me to come up with something else that would match that. I mean, the only thing I have to think of that would match that would be to say, you know, we want a 1 gigawatt plant building. Like I think George is his commissioners and process of chomping out. So that to me is a pure slight diversification.
Mark, in case you can do it one time, you go with obvious.
That's good.
I'll see that. Maybe it's covered. I can see potentially in a final version, maybe when you sell out to some of the other technologies that are out there.
Where did you have the table?
If we scroll up a little bit, Michael, to the previous page, it says in the last paragraph, the Roosevelt Subcommittee did not complete comprehensive analysis or cost estimates for potential generation projects, and ultimately all technologies should compete to bring the most affordable off. That said, there are projects which have been previously proposed. And so that's kind of what I'm saying. We're not trying to be exclusive.
Yeah.
But there's some stuff we know about, we should see that.
I can work that.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. What other comments do we have on this one? The Potosky?
Mm-hmm. Timeline?
Let's see.
Does the timeline actually show up in the PDFs, Michael?
Just in the tracking sheets they do, but everyone's a little different. That's why we're hoping to organize that a little better.
Okay, since this is I think all of our individual action sheets are just the timelines, and I don't think anyone for this upfront strategy covers.
Yeah, we already covered kind of the same short term, long term, so.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, if you don't mind, I was getting emails from Brandy on the kind of the press release for the public testimony. She had a question. Is it okay if I just pause here and ask your opinion?
Sure.
So she was going to issue a statement. The Alaska Energy Security Task Force invites input on the draft report that will provide recommendations on the comprehensive statewide energy plan that will evaluate energy generation, distribution, and transmission for the state of Alaska and its communities. I think that's okay. The conversation we had on the actual title of the report, there's reference in here that the recommendations will lead to a statewide energy plan. Is that still?
Yeah, I think so, because it's still a draft. I think we had asked Andrew to go back and check the governor's office how the governor would like a title, because comprehensive, as you know, is in the AO, but is it a comprehensive or is it a statewide energy plan we're giving to him to make that? So. I think it's fine. I actually think it's fine. She's just trying to, I know, get the stuff out on social media just to make sure we cover our bases.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry for interrupting.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm not getting my emails out here, so that's part of my problem.
And you just comment on the strategy. On the strategy of this. Okay.
I'm sorry, Janet, can't hear.
Oh, just any other comments on the strategy level document?
I don't think there's any other comments on this one. Do you want me to move on to the next one?
So are we? So hold on a sec. So we're not doing any timelines.
No, we just crossed out about
this. This is your strategy.
Okay.
At the action level, yes. Okay, now I'm using my level action. Okay. Yeah, sorry,
we do have them on everything else, right? We have the timelines for on all the others, so it's going to be eliminating all of them.
Well, the timelines within the action sheets will stay.
Within the action sheet. Are these all, part of the strategies?
Action sheets are, yes.
Stay there.
I'm there.
Are you there?
Keep going.
Okay.
Check.
All right. Now let's go into the individual actions under diversify generation.
So there wasn't any editing to increase demand?
We're going to go topic by topic.
I got you. Yep. Okay.
And so onto the action sheet. The first one is when I'm implementing community standards and incentives.
Under diversify, yeah.
To be real about
2.1. 2.1. Yeah.
Now we're getting scared.
Yeah, 2.0.
just to clarify, are we going to the detail summary pages?
Yeah.
The appendix 3? Okay.
Under diversify, yes.
Yeah. The 2.1.
Or it's a 7.1.
Let me just add your name already.
Yep, I was trying to go quickly.
What did I do?
Oh, okay. That'll be for Asian edge.
There, and then they're back.
Yeah, thank you. I think this one's very detailed. What's wrong?
I don't have any comments. I'm afraid so. I'm biased.
No, are you in the...
I think we can acknowledge that there will be public comments, so it's going to get skewed. But just put it out there.
Well, there's already conflicting ones proposed by other subcommittees.
Right. So I think until we see it all together, well, I kind of can't see it.
And Michael, this is the SharePoint version, which is now kind of the new masters.
Yes.
Can you scroll down just a little bit so folks can kind of see what the text means on?
Yeah, just let me know when you want me to move down.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the folks have any comments?
No.
Worn down.
Yeah, this is Carl. I'm following along on the version that's on the website on the SharePoint. So I think it's the right one, and it looks funny.
Okay, thank you, Carl. All right, well, let's move on then.
Yeah, people. Wait,
the next one should be about
the RCA.
The RCA code change should be 2.2.
Yep.
Modify existing statutes is how the acting from the start. I have no comments on this.
You can choose one word.
What was the one word?
You added in my section E, no, C, and diversification.
Oh, okay.
I've been in a long discussion about that last
year. Yeah.
I guess what I'm remembering here in the last working session is diversification ones. We actually looked quite a bit.
Yeah.
And really, the ones where everyone just special room is going to think about all that.
If I missed this, apologies, but Mark, you wrote some things on here, like 2.2 for us to keep track. I think that'd be a helpful addition.
Yes, that's the plan. Right, yes. Prompt. Yep, that's what we're going to do.
To like back page.
You bet. No, we're going to modify all of the titles so that they reflect what's in this tracking sheet.
Yeah.
to what was formerly Railboat 2.3.1, which is about fixed inversions.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, the music.
Should we add Rakana and the LG project to this one?
I did a public hearing in Kentucky, of course, comparing the Pacific and Sacramento project.
Oh.
There's one question on Sacramento. Everything else, 99% for 3 hours, is Sioux City.
Okay.
Okay,
next. Okay, next. So the next one is Railbelt 2.3.2, which is about transition timelines.
Yep.
Sorry, I was on one.
Okay.
We got rid of all those later points on that street.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Yep,
good.
Okay. Moving on to...
Before we go, I just want to make you know, Curtis just came back in. You would expect to resolve the recommendation that state restart licensing process. You're okay with that? I know we talked about wanting to do the budget management plan and the economics, and I think the sense has to come out to be consistent, but...
That was the licensing is down.
Yes. I think needs to be out.
Yes, it is
out.
Yeah.
Which one?
I want to make sure
ADA. The change that was made to, that they took out, it's recommended to take the like, that's what was taken out. You have to clean that for me.
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, on to Railbelt 2.3.3. This is the,
The
line
will show.
Yep, go on. AP7B. So I think for this AKLNG one, I'd like to hear from Carl, and I'd like to hear from Karen.
What you get from phone one?
What's that? Okay, I'd like to hear your high-level.
Are you sure you do?
I'd like to hear your high-level thoughts, and then we can figure out which way we want to go direction. But Carl, why don't you lead the way?
Okay, thanks. You know, I appreciate that we have different perspectives on this, and each perspective has their own validity. So, you know, I guess I just share mine in that as a group of people coming together to kind of help chart Alaska's decisions going forward, I think we need to be as specific as we can be when we can be. And I think we know enough to be able to say that delivering gas to the rail belt by pipeline, if it's not the big one, then it's the little one, is something that we're going to need, for the next couple generations. And so, I think it behooves us to say that rather than saying, you know, ensure that we have a stable gas supply, which really is not as specific as I think we need to be, because we want to put a stake in the ground and say we don't want to set up long-term, you know, 20-year LNG import contracts, because we have a plan. So let's set up short-term LNG contracts because we're going to backstop it with our own in-state resources for the midterm, and I think that I think we should say that.
Okay, so my takeaway from the conversation we had last time, it might have been two conversations ago, when you were away, Carl, was that this was a specific recommendation, and I thought that. And if you look at how I edited the task and purpose action item at the top, that we want to make sure that this is not recommended at the expense of continued diversification of renewable energy generation. So I added that statement in to really drive that point home. And when I think of the conversations we've had about the diversification of the railroad energy generation mix, it's more than just in-state natural gas. It could be hydro. It could be any number of other resources that people are pursuing right now. And so I think...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
May I please finish? I think as soon as we say we need to go after a natural gas, in-state natural gas source, is overstepping. I mean, even with the other projects we just discussed, is it Nagatana, Dixon, AKA LNG, we all said proceed to go, no-go points. And this I've read as do it. So it doesn't have the same tone as the other recommendations. And so, one, I'm trying to make it consistent, and two, I'm trying to make sure we get the point across that this is not at the expense of pursuing these other options, which I think is what we're trying to wrap this in terms of context. But I really appreciated all the great details you put into it. It was incredibly helpful, and I struggled with this. So I'm happy to see how you accomplish this.
So let me offer a thought, because the two are very, the concepts are two very different, the do it versus the go, no go. So the do it concept for natural gas is we don't have another option for power generation or for space heating and for water. So we know that Cookville is running out of gas. We know that the option is importing LNG or finding gas in some of the locations. So to do it is out of a necessity that we won't have an option or a way to heat our homes. So that's the difference in the power generation is we're currently generating power predominantly by natural gas. We as a group believe that that should be diversified in the future. So let's ensure that we have ways to do that. To your point, the pipeline could be the easy button for electric utilities to not diversify.
Mm-hmm.
So I think adding that hook in there is good, but it still needs to be a let's do it. So add the hook that we don't want this to change the diversification of our power generation, but we still need it for space heating. That's why there's a nuanced difference there that should be different from the way we phrased everything else, like Sue said it was on.
And John, when you say we don't have the obvious viable alternative, you're speaking as the heating company, right? And so that's the distinction is we know we need gas for heat.
Well, we do have another option. It's importing LNG. Right, and that's not local or reliable. So,
or it's electrifying energy and finding other sources of power,
which also is realistic.
The cost of transmission and distribution would skyrocket,
and the cost of an individual homeowner changing the entirety of their system.
But in the near term, I mean, sorry to interrupt the apologies, but on the east side. I agree. But on the electric side, again, I reiterate that I need half the gas and burning today if the RPS goes through and I'm successful by 20. I still need almost 3 billion cubic feet. And there's probably billions in infrastructure that's already appreciated along the way that provides that fuel with various power plants this size of the airplane. So I struggle with the reality, and I can say both things. And need that want diversification is that's prudent. We'd love to get off of it. We would love cleaner power. But the reality is I'm going to be burning gas for probably 20 years. And so that's why I'm leaning towards your view, John, that I think it's to do it. Personally, I'm so frustrated with, and I know others are too, but decades of this pipeline being, carrot can always reach.
And I don't want to be the donkey that's trying to get it anymore.
Yeah.
Either make the decision and do it, or just stop even waving it around as this potential solution to all things.
Yeah, but I mean, we've wasted more money on the pathway to it than it would have cost to actually build it in the first place.
So it's, for me, I still support the clean energy standard with the goals. The unpopular reality is I can't pretend to the public or my board or anybody else that I don't do cash with that kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's addressing the piece that we decided to add in here, which was we got to address spacing. And it's going to cost $1 billion at a minimum if we want each individual entity or individual to change their home and their business.
And how many? I mean, just to be the devil's advocate,
yeah.
It's going to cost $30 billion to build pipelines. So we could,
And Aaron, the way that I wrote this originally was we need to study the big line and market it and bring all the state's resources to bear to try to get that commercialized. But if it's not that, then it's the small line. Keep it in-house, in-state, get after it and show some support for our people and community for the next couple generations while we're trying to build out our alternatives. We got to do it. Otherwise, we're going to be, importing from BC for the next 25 years, and that's not a good structure for us.
So this is your question. So is the cost of the bullet line $9 billion?
Bullet lines is $9 billion, John.
Sure.
Say numbers. And so you're coming in. We spent $9 billion
on electrifying heat, right? And getting some nuclear reactors and other types of sources, geothermal. I'm being the devil's advocate here. I know this isn't maybe not the most popular opinion at the table, but maybe it's cheaper.
I wish this kind of discussion more out in the public domain, frankly. I think for, as an operator, what I worry about is even if there's, let's say it's $10 billion, say, mm-hmm. If we do a lot of these other things instead, I just have zero confidence that you could acquire the land, permit it, build it, supply chain issues, and that by, for me anyway, April 1 of 2028, that's 100%, that's 60%.
Wait, build for what?
No. They've already got permits for the pipeline. I'm talking about building the wind, the battery storage, the geothermal, the whatever it is that, that's the alternative that's not gas. I still fear that you could not. But I can't build it. I'm going to be lucky to have a 20-mile transmission line built by 2030.
How long does it take you to
do so? The biggest challenge is not necessarily project specific. It's forcing the change on the individual. That's the hardest piece of all this. So you have to assume that every customer, every house, every building would convert. And that's not a realistic assumption. I mean, it's just not. You can't force an individual homeowner to pull out all of their natural gas appliances because the utility is no longer viable because they don't have gas.
One option is...
They would because there's no more gas because we chose to go a different route. But you don't have you don't have the fixtures for that. There isn't enough amps to these houses to do that.
I appreciate because so the natural gas route is like kind of a one and done, big project, obviously. But you feel more control and versus the other one is this very diversified. There's tons of projects, homeowners are taking action, and I will say in my opinion that feels less secure. But we went to the utility scale model because I didn't want to give the people pressure. Because you're in the wind, so things are
important. We keep building more.
Well, the best, the,
but
Ask Isaac how much he's paying to put in the T-pump.
$2,000.
No, no, no. What'd you say?
$22,000.
Yeah. $22,000. I mean, we have the... Yeah, yes.
Well, even at that point, you could have changed all the residential. No, but a significant amount of residential transformers. There's going to be some lines. It's a wholesale reconstruction of the entire system that, again, I don't have the math in front of me to tell you it's 52% to 82%. I just know that I have parts of the system where as soon as I get 15% of just EV adoption, my residential transformers are not, my distribution wires.
But if we put, again, just double advocate here, we put our resolve we have, just like we put our resolve to building a gas pipe.
I don't see much resolve. I see decades of retreading the same old.
I think Fairbanks is a perfect example of this. They have natural gas. They've had it for a long time. And when the price and when fuel oil's up, they want to go after natural gas. When fuel oil goes down, not so much. The conversion cost at one time, and you know more, it's like $10,000 or $15,000 a home. And they don't do it in Fairbanks, and they do have a choice. They have gas lines running for their house, and they have their fuel oil, and they choose to go this way. You know, they don't choose to go to natural gas.
Well,
and even 20 years ago, they
don't. A lot of them flat out don't choose to do either. They choose to burn wood, which is why we're having such an issue there in Fairbanks.
So. Well, so in the interest of keeping this moving forward, I think we can debate this all afternoon, and I'm not trying to slow things down. I wonder, would it be acceptable to say something along the lines of, something like this shouldn't be done at the expense, a gas line should not be done at the expense of diversification, or other economical alternatives. I just think that we need to be clear that, and I also would be comfortable saying that this needs to get to a go or no-go decision. Again, not a... how to do it, but, figure out
all months ago, no,
if you're going to do it. And, but again, not at the expense of diversification, and not if there are more economical alternatives. I just think we need to wrap it in that larger awareness.
I agree with 100% that we need that.
I say that, and I don't mind backing up. And...
because if for some reason there was an easy way, and I'm not saying there is, well, giving me ammunition that it's not, electrify homes and come up with a better solution that's half the price tag of a gas line, we should do that.
Be all for
it. Your comments are good. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Waiting liberal over here. My dad is not a company, though.
Well, and I mean, just to get the point, so I'm owned by a Canadian organization that would love if we converted everybody to heat pumps, and we've looked at it.
Why is that?
It's the trend, right? It is better for...
it's a for-profit business.
It's
a business based on what
you're trying. You see the business and the business world we're headed.
Oh, I see.
I mean, they own the hydro. They own wind turbines. They built them. They're interested in doing more. I mean, they're not in Alaska just because it's a really good natural gas utility.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think there's a way to do that that makes sense. And like I said, we've looked at it.
And there might be a period of time.
In the future.
Change the rally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, for your coming, $9 million is a lot of money. And if we're going to spend it, we want to make sure it's the best option. Yeah. Right? It's a significant question.
Yeah, my struggle is just the political will to do anything of that scale is last seen on the moonshot. I don't know, maybe there are other things. I mean, China can see to figure out how to build coal plants in the future. But just talking to somebody who returned from Germany, just telling me that they've spent billions, they're at 16% renewable, they've spent billions. And the problem that I'm right now is people are cutting down the forests. Because they're going to use wood for heat, and they're restarting coal plants because of the reliability issues.
I'm totally with you, Tony. I was over there a couple of years ago. I got relatives in Germany. They share the same stories, you know, the push for renewables. And I totally am on board with supporting the cost competitive diversification as is outlined in our program. But the base for and the strength of our community and society around which we'll be able to do that diversification, it's got to be based on a strong source of natural gas for at least a couple generations.
I don't disagree, Carl. I just want to finish that thought in that I brought up Germany, you know, not just because of the, you know, anecdotes or information that I've heard from multiple sources. It's more about the concern I have that there's enough political will to follow through on something like that. And as an essential service provider without an alternative, that represents too much risk. I don't see a track. I see past behavior as a predictor of future behavior. But I absolutely agree with the qualifier that came up with that.
Okay.
Okay,
I
don't
want to
miss
this here. So there was the original statement from Carl, that we have Aaron's edits, but I'm hearing, and not all my edits, sorry, go ahead, Aaron. A number of my edits are sort of word choice and grammatical, and I think there were some evaluative statements that I did strike to give it a more even tone. I guess as a proposal, Aaron and Carl, what do you think about this? Aaron's proposed term is, I think you've also heard the context in the room, we're all on board with, we want to make sure that if we do head down the natural pipeline, we don't want that to undermine or jeopardize diversifying electricity. And so based on that content, and Aaron's other comments around, you know, we still want to make sure it's the most economic option, right? We're not just going to do this. Can you review Aaron's edits and then send Aaron an updated version, and then the two of you kind of work on an updated version to send to the group?
I'll have a arm wrestling.
I'd be happy to do that, I'll write it in the context of hearing John and Tony and your input as well. So I don't think it's just solely Aaron and myself having a difference.
Oh, not at all. No, not at all. Just I figured, you know, Aaron's got her edits in there.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that. Happy to.
Okay. And so from a process point of view, when do we need to have our negotiations complete?
Well, let's not call it a negotiation. I think we're working in as a group.
Call it an outright fun.
It's Friday afternoon. I don't know if you've been So how about this? Well, why don't we do it this way? Carl, you'll take review Aaron's edits maybe by Wednesday next week, send out an updated version to the whole group.
Okay.
That only needs to be a one-on-one negotiation.
Okay.
And then why don't we all review it and send our comments back?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
Does it work with the timeline for whatever?
I'll have it by midday tomorrow.
Because I'm not going to look at anything this weekend. I just want to be.
Yeah, and so I think we're right with the draft. And Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. So the draft report has been issued. They're not going to change it before it's public. And so now we're just in final edit mode.
Okay.
And you're doing that for the next month.
Okay.
Is that right?
Correct. Right. So before we answer the comments, I don't know the 10th of 2014. That might influence the process too, depending on the public comments. So.
Okay, so I'll look for your edits whenever you get them to me. But next week will not be open to this weekend.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate the dialogue.
Yeah, it's a great topic. I wish we could.
Okay, we are on to increased demand, and we're looking at the strategy level document.
How does that start?
Significantly increased load to drive down energy rates.
Oh, that heat 3.1.
Well, 3.1 is the action.
Oh my God.
Is this the same?
Yeah, they're very similar.
Strategy.
On this is the strategy document, and this is the action document. They're very similar.
Okay, but the one has bullet points, so I got to hang on to it. You don't change the bullet points.
Restriction is in the album.
Memo to self, Michael Baker, please identify the documents.
I will get them in line next time.
And this is like a deck of cards, and they've only shuffled.
We're drunk.
Yeah.
They all have the same logo.
I need to comment on this one, Aaron. I like the action item write-up that you did. And we just, when we listened to how we get there under the strategy document, all it talked about, I think, was instead of identifying
colors, you just broke it out into the three.
Yeah.
Okay. So you added, just took my three. What does it say?
RP for industrial customers, as tax credit for new industrial customers, identify the most red lake areas on the new price.
Sounds good. Yep. That was the reports that went out, hopefully.
Yes. Those title cards.
Oh, okay. But, great. I think the content was great.
I'll go with this on the screen and I'll find mine.
I got it on the computer.
Yeah, I got it on the SharePoint.
Yeah, I'm sort of glad you're confused because I was confused looking at your documents. I think where it went wrong is the numbers for these actions and the organizations in the file name, and it doesn't show up at the top of the page. So if you're printing it, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all good. I like it.
Sometimes
what's happening.
So I got a comment on the load growth. Yeah.
Oh.
As it was written up, you know, I found it.
For the action sheet.
Well, they're very similar. So it's not a specific comment. Yeah, and in fact, the write-up was all fine. No objection to any of the write-up. But in the big picture, thinking about how leaders will assess this, you know, I find that if we knew of technologies that could provide low-cost, reliable power, whether to our existing customers or to a new customer, you know, why aren't we pursuing those? And it's because right now we're struggling to find those. So I'm just...
Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess I had a different take, or look at it from a slightly different view. You know, I have the generation that I need for the current and a little bit of future demand. If that's not enough, the first thing I'm going to go do is go out to see if others that I'm interconnected with have that generation and capacity. And if that isn't there, then I need to build something, or somebody else needs to build something. And in my mind, it's always been, if this is significant load, we're likely going to have to build something. And I think of it as like a tax abatement, you know, with the state, to incentivize, you know, bringing in that economic development. not necessarily a matter of what technology. If I go the traditional route, I'm just going to add engines at my power plant or something like that. And I don't know that that's necessarily where we want to go in terms of diversification. But with a partnership with the state in terms of economic development, rates of maybe a subsidized or lower rate that isn't subsidized by other rate payers, there might be a way, not to bring up the iPhone model again, but that's exactly what they did. That was a subsidized, that was a subsidized rate to bring in some of that industry. Now all those subsidies are gone years later, transitioned away from it.
Yeah, but I think that was the point, is that the who's going to take on the risk of the new developments that would have to take place for the large industrial load
But Tony, what I was getting at is, in the Iceland, and I have no objection to leaving this section in. Maybe I should just be quiet because expediency, because I just think it's a criticism, and it speaks to how do we defend the report and where we think we're going as a state. And that's what I'm concerned about, because Iceland had the clear objective of using both geothermal and hydropower that they could deliver at a low unit cost. And so they were able to attract industry. But I don't see us having a clear path to be able to deliver anything in terms of near-term reliability, low cost, for all the reasons that we're here as a task force. And so, I think it would be an interesting third party that would find an attractiveness to come into that uncertainty for low cost power. So I just leave that, and that's my comment.
You raise a really good point. My industry has a horrible time of coming up with short enough elevator speeches to explain things. We really do. We're just not good at it. And a lot of core competence and a lot of NGOs, special interests, they can get it down to a bumper sticker, and it takes me 30 minutes to explain it, not lost in after the first 30 seconds.
So what I understood the objective of this strategy to be is that we would, Iceland, they increased their load by 4 times. And really what that did is you do have to pay for that additional generation, but what this goes after is the fixed cost or the shared cost and reducing those because we're spreading out the peanut butter. We don't necessarily have a big step change in our base generation costs, but as far as like transmission costs, administrative costs, others, past loans, debt, if we can spread that out across more members and more loads, then it helps drop the price. And so I guess that's kind of what I thought this was getting at.
Yeah.
That is, Carl, I think your point is valid. It's like, let's not put something out there that's not actionable. It's out for confidence. It's not totally a moonshot, but it's a big strategic thing.
Sure.
I actually
think this is one of the easiest.
Okay.
Because we can model this pretty easily as far as what resultant rates will be from a project. We get that project, we know what it is, and to your point, Carl, there's nothing out there right now that's cheap, right? But we know that load comes in, and if we know what that load is, we can figure out what the rates are going to be.
Right.
The risk is we promise that rate to an entity that's coming in. We know there's probably going to be cost overruns, so who's on the hook for those? Does that go on the ratepayer, or does that go on the state?
And do you think I addressed this?
No, but the state has to be willing. The state has to be willing to take the risk.
And I think I mentioned that in here, that is a concern. And I don't think we need to figure it all out right now, but I think the kernel needs to be put out there for consideration.
Yeah,
I agree, because even if you look at the Iceland model, they're bringing in product and refining it in Iceland, and you actually look what Alaska has in mining that we plan on shipping out to get refined. If we could do it here with rate, since it's the cheaper energy, that eliminates a huge piece that Iceland is challenged with. But again, they were smart and built their hydro and built that 40 years ago. And for us, we just sat there and spent.
And Tony can tell you where the best place on his grid would be, or whoever. So we can identify those locations. If you can build here with this vast amount of space that we have,
right?
Here's the rate we can give you. The state to take on the risk. I mean, it's
beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It's. I think it's one of the best things that we did.
Okay. So maybe. Maybe then we could recast it. I hear what you're saying, but it isn't drive down energy rates from today's current rates. It's increase load to reduce the rising energy cost, or through, you know what I mean?
It spreads fixed costs. Probably the break would be the
magic word.
On the fuel.
Okay.
And the one thing, too, I don't know, so it's interesting, a lot of people talk to our company like, wow, you guys are this economic engine, so cool. I'm like, yeah, like what we're doing is cool. But we look at like the economic opportunity of generation projects on the electricity grid that's servicing 500,000 people. So like, okay, there's that. And because we came from the slope, everyone's like, oh, you're doing, it's like the new slope. And it's like, well, the slope, when I worked on the slope, we provided 11% of the U.S. demand for oil. So that's meaning that, what's the population of the U.S.? 350 million? So that's meaning the demand for 35 million people. So us, from an Alaska economy standpoint, it's good. It's going to be good for our economy to switch over generation and have those build projects here locally. But I also think there's a huge opportunity for our state. If we want to get in on the energy transition, raw materials or batteries or other things, I mean, that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
And so if we could bring some of that manufacturing here to our state, then we could get in on that economic opportunity.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I got to reread this then in the context of it minimizing energy costs for all, not necessarily low rates.
Well, rates are made up of generation plus fixed costs.
Right. I know.
But part of it is, I think it was a German article, if you build it, they will come. But that's not exactly accurate. I can understand how he reached there. But let's say something like that comes in, it's large industry, there's some deal with the state, my members aren't subsidizing it, it's not necessarily, maybe it's not even helping with fixed costs, but I'm going to be thrilled with the housing and the services and all the other things that are going to boost the economy that will increase kilowatt hour sales and will spread those costs over a system that's not, in a way that doesn't stretch it beyond its capability.
Yeah,
it's a lot of direct and indirect.
There are. I mean, again, that has to be analyzed. I'm not just saying, although these things are sure have happened. He used the example of some dam on the Yukon River.
Rampart.
I don't think
that's going to be accurate.
Okay, well, thanks for hearing me. Thank you.
So please stop.
I did have a question on just organizationally on these sub-bullets that were added. For the plan itself, and this gets back to, Jen, what you were talking about with the actions kind of being listed on the side, should that be broken out into separate actions, or do you want this just as a sub-bullets under that action? And if so, do we need to rename what the action is called?
Do you even have the action summary that Aaron wrote? That is
about 3.1. I think I have it up.
I guess it's a question because I think if we summarize the actions too much into like a global thing, like bringing like throw hands and just like the side steps, then
just the impact.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just break it out. I mean, the more specific we can be in the top sheet, the thought everyone's going to drill down.
Mm-hmm.
I think the better.
So we should basically list all three of those.
I can vote for that.
Okay. We'll make that adjustment.
And Aaron, all I did for your recommendations, you had the how we get there, and I just like, what's the punchy, like, unwinder that summarizes that action?
Once you see it all, okay.
Cool. Okay, any other comments on the demands?
You know, to ensure, encourage electrification between EVs and heat pumps, you're going to double the demand from residential. It's, the EV demand is going to be huge.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I really like it, right? But once you change all your lines, but yeah, as long as we, you know, I don't raise that stat, I don't want that electrification to raise it to say, let's understand that there's two sides to the equation. We have to address that infrastructure on a case-by-case basis. I love it when Phil's in existence. I don't have to stop. It's like a service that comes in when you already got a line down the street. It's just great. Holding the shot. That's great.
Okay, so we have made through our section. Two outstanding topics are, one, aligning with the report, so where there's, you know, we've had a chance to take a look at the draft report where we see conflicts or areas where we can better emphasize. The other topic that Mark and I have discussed is we will prioritize our actions. I mean, it's a great thing. As far as, let's talk about the prioritization, just close that out. Do we want to prioritize our actions?
Yeah, not that high. Prioritize. I mean, as opposed to what the incentive group that has 43.
I think prioritization gets us into trouble.
I think it's more of recognition at the end of this. There's going to be, you know, some top, you know, maybe five recommendations, top high priority recommendations from the report. And are there any from this subcommittee you think should be in those top five? It gets back to the executive summary.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the work on the transmission lines.
Right? Yeah, the transmission lines, I think, is...
And unification.
Unification.
Yeah, that's the aim of my vote.
I mean, we both...
Wait, we're picking our top choice?
Well, that, too, was going to have to roll it around.
Aaron, there was a lot of discussion on Tuesday about... there's all the, and Carl said it way more eloquently, but just getting all these sections is like, honestly, like, what are people going to be hearing of maybe the first 4 pages of this 200-page report? And so what is that executive summary going to say? And I think when we have a common goal in the executive summary and one of the kind of heavy hitter top action items are, and anyway, so that's the concept.
Well, you also heard that. Correct me, Kirsch, but I recall hearing that it's likely they're going to pull, you know, these five, maybe three, mm-hmm. or recommendations out of the entire report. Is that going to be up to the task force to vote on that, or is that what the governor might do in terms of the energy package?
Well, as far as we were going to pull it and present it to him,
okay.
And then he, you know, we were assuming we're trying to get alignment of our goals are the same goals. You know, you're saying what he might see as takeaways on the same agreement we have as takeaways of priorities.
How's the five or so big things?
I would imagine, I'm saying it's kind of the work on the 31st of which ones we would like to see that kind of rises to the top.
And that'll be the vote of the...
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
But we don't want to leave, you know, but the one thing is I don't think we want to just, we obviously don't have that problem. But clearly, you know, we have kind of our priorities and then listing others. But again, we're not going to spend time on the 31st going through 42 priorities in the incentive group.
You know, it's just what are some of the high level ones, and if we have issues or concerns with particular ones, we need to have a conversation.
So Jen's point, I think, was, well, what would we want to propose as something that she didn't talk about?
Who wanted to nominate ours? Which one?
Yeah. Well, I didn't nominate them all, but I mean, that's not.
It'd be the pick.
That's where I think we got to the.
Yeah.
A few of us quickly said unified transmission.
Well, unified transmission has other components. We did a combo on that, so that kind of made it a bigger push, or a bigger push. Point there was on the bridging of this thing.
John, are you finished? Saying that was an obvious one.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm passionate about all of them. The work that needs to happen on the transmission line is the first step to all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you want to...
Yeah, actually,
Michael, can you go back to the documents that was being edited? Aaron was out of the room when that was.
Which
document? Well, that's a good question. It's one of the documents.
2-3.
Yes, it's the one that Mark was editing. It dealt with the railroad unification.
Oh, it's a strategy document for.
Yeah, we don't have a number for it. I can't tell you what page it is.
It's our first strategy.
First one, first document. Okay, that resembles it, but there was bullet points on it. We just now figured he might have a separate file he was working in.
No, that might be. Let me go back to the SharePoint and just open it up again, because I think it just needs to refresh.
I think that's it.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, I'm that's it. Word.
That's not okay. It.
No,
that's it. These are all the same since we've already forgotten.
This is on the unified transmission.
Do you want it, since you could probably read it better than, well, I don't know.
Can you magnify it a little more, please? You want me to the bullet list?
Yeah. Like, I don't care about the margin cost. Great. Awesome.
Well, we have the purpose and then these comments.
I mean,
what do you think, Stephanie? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know what you think, Chris, but if we just say we put up our strategy is unify and upgrade the transmission storage, that we get all these action items.
Exactly. Under one heading.
But this doesn't have an aspire coming to the prior, yeah. Like the diversification and the loan growth and the... Those are all so totally important. Let's talk about...
Well, hold on. So, yes, but if this doesn't happen, let's say they grab something and say, okay, we want to make sure we're diversified. And we go out there and we take all the time to diversify, to build power generation, we can't bring it out of the system because we haven't done this. So if we were to recommend, like, if they took one thing by itself and made that a focus for the legislative session, and this was it, we would be 10 steps ahead of the game for the next one. Now, we're not suggesting that all of these...
So what about... Okay, I hear you. But I want to make it a upgrade and unified transmission. And, you know, in order to... Like, I just don't... I don't want it to just stand by itself.
Well, let me ask you. You know, we have time, but it would be easier since we have... All these papers aren't numbered. We can't really go back and track them. Would it be better if Michael Baker Chase pulls this stuff together, all the edits we did today, and actually identifies page numbers so we have something to work from and resend it out to everybody? Because you're seeing a snapshot of something but not the whole document, and we've made edits that kind of tie back, but
and then
they're not.
Come up with a recommendation later?
Right.
I don't think it's fair for us to bundle all of our recommendations into one rolled up one, because that defeats the point of our thinking. I just think, like, you know, I believe we need to kind of pick what our top
Stage two.
I agree. I'm just saying we've done a ton of edits,
yeah.
And we don't, and our copies don't, we don't have those edits. Plus, the Israel boy, you know, we got them numbered in such a way it's very confusing already that it's just hard to track. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But I think we can agree that, at least I believe we can as a committee, that this unification and build out of the transmission system is our number one.
Right.
And then, you know, if we have an opportunity to express what our number two is, then maybe we need no discussion about number two. But we've got to get to prioritization because each committee should have a chance to put forth their top one or two.
I think we're going to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to have an answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about, could we at least just say upgrading unified transmission or something to that effect in order to diversify generation and increase to facilitate diversification and load growth in the service of cheaper power companies?
What if we, because what I'd love to do, I want to save this as much as possible. I'm saying it all over the place, whether it's the state chamber or the alliance meeting that I just presented at yesterday. I'm talking about our long-term goal. And I quote exactly what we have here as something that we're working on. What if we hide it so that, you know, just like we did for the midterm, where we tie it into so that it can facilitate towards our long-term goal. So that it focuses people to look at it.
So that, there is an action item, but it gets us to, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's what the prototype to the neighbor. Right,
yeah.
But I want to make sure that we don't lose that in the message.
I think, and from what I heard today, is that we might actually get sort of our long-term goal as part of the executive summary. So that should tie in really nicely with pointing back to that long-term goal.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, it might be helpful if we just pause a minute. I have a mock-up that I showed Curtis of kind of the executive summary. It's really just a storyboard of where the content that we could fill in. I would love to share that with you just really fast and get any feedback as we're modifying it. And
just still in Latin?
It's still in Latin, yeah.
We paused that for a minute. I just want to close out this prioritization discussion. I guess we want to have a number two. My personal preference for a second nomination would be the clean energy standard and incentives for diversification.
I like that.
So you should start now.
I like it a lot. And it's consistent with what the utility we're saying. Absolutely want to be diversified. I'd like it to be clean energy, which is the host of, you know, think whatever's on the table. And no one has a balance sheet even combined to be able to do that. So we need the unification of transmission as a first step to do it.
We make the third load grow? Yes, I'm fine with that.
I'm a different word than Resco. I was mainly concerned about the first priority. Because I do believe that's the most.
I agree, John.
I just thought it needs to be communicated in context
of the concept. If we get cut off at one, you can have nice things about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, however you guys want to order the rest, it doesn't matter. Sure.
Me,
then.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess does anyone else have any strong feelings for?
I tell you what, if we get number one and then a second one on top of that, any of those below would be amazing. So I'm in favor of any of those passing.
One thing, I guess another reason I would nominate the clean energy standard and diversification incentives is that already in the legislature, or at least the RBS is, and it would be nice to put forward our recommendations because they're going to talk about it, but I'll take it as a consensus. Absolutely. I totally agree with
you. Yeah, I support that, Jen.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's go to another seat. Yeah. Probably won't get bumped up. That's the one that it's taking most.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have transmission upgrades tomorrow.
I know.
Well, I think you get that first suit as much as yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a no-brainer in my mind. What's the hurdle is you really need a joint effort in terms of the state acting as this promoter of economic development. Because he can reach the RCA and say, you know, incentivize, I mean, come up with a rate scheme that doesn't cross-subsidize, but provides enough of incentive to bring them here.
Mm-hmm.
I have the least amount of control over that. Now I have my service boundaries.
Think we're going to lose John.
Yeah.
And John is in the subsidies and incentives.
Yep.
Subcommittee.
Yeah. But that might work. They're great. Yeah, they're great.
Anyways, I think that's one of the main overlap areas with our recommendations and their recommendations. And so, Curtis, I don't know, like, what's the, how do we work a lightning round for, like, what do you think?
Well, let's be specific. I'll be into it. They're recommending RPS. So what went out already is you got one subcommittee saying RPS, another one saying clean energy.
The interesting thing is incentives and subsidies were talking about that task. The task for clean energy RPS was this committee because the rail belt, it affects the rail belt. So they technically went outside. It was assigned to a different subcommittee.
Well, the big.
Well, what do we do now? I mean,
I'm on that committee. We have 2 hours on Monday when we're going to be going through all 43 of the. I know. But yeah.
Can't they just cut 20 of them out?
That's going to be my recommendation. But. We have an individual who drafted them all himself with no committee input. One committee input was provided. He didn't take it. So it's going to be an interesting meeting. I'll do my best.
Let me ask you this. Do you have, I assume, Michael, you have a copy of those 43 recommendations?
Yeah, I mean, I can pull them up.
Well, could you share them with everybody here?
It's up there on the... Yeah.
It's in the PDF, and
and
I've read them all.
And Curtis, to John's point, I just want to say I have seen that email traffic where they basically said no to edits.
They said no to what?
Edits.
What do you mean no to edits? Who said no to edits?
The chair.
Who's the chair? Is there which one?
Mills or Niles?
Is it Mills?
Mills. No, maybe it's both, but Mills wrote them. He said, get your edits in by noon. I got mine in by 11:50. And then he wrote an email at 6:30 and said, sorry, we're going to take any of them. We ran out of time. And he said, but we'll be discussing these. But it's, we'll see how it goes in the next meeting where we're actually supposed to talk about it and dive into it a little bit.
It feels like you've got a task force decided to bring this.
So just to clarify, that deadline was the deadline to get into the InDesign file, those edits. But I think those edits are still going to be considered.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because that was the night before the task force meeting.
Yeah, that's not how it was. Maybe that's what it was.
My just general concern is the volume.
Yeah.
There's the alignment issue on the RPS versus community center, but secondary to that is, or equal to that to me is, if one subcommittee has 45 recommendations where the others have 10 to 20, you're not prioritizing, you're not, and those actions don't have supporting action summary sheets. So like, where's the detail or where's the meat?
Yeah,
and I'm concerned about that.
Just to give some context, a few meetings ago, they were up to 28 strategies. We got them down to the 7 strategies. So we're slowly learning them down.
No, but it's strategies, but then there's ad nauseum under those strategies.
Actions, yeah, I know. We're getting there.
All right. And we're not trying to just pile on. It's just, I think it's just a concern how seriously the report would be taken if there's too much in there that doesn't have to be.
And in defense of that committee, so me, for example, I'm on that committee and a lot of our meetings conflict with, and so.
I guess the question is and this goes back here, yes, why would Ascenos and take on RPS when it was assigned to this committee? And if and the other committee it should be in is regs and statutes, which is Carl's committee. It is either a reg or a statute,
yeah.
Or it's going to be or into the committee of the thing. This committee is taking on something that wasn't part of their was not in their scope.
I'll report back to the group after Monday morning meeting.
Okay, I think I'll be on the 8 o'clock calls.
So John, the other one that I saw that was quite I thought out egregious was the. The power equalization PCE, where they're recommending that IPPs be allowed to sell power to the local utility before the PCE credit is calculated so that they maintain profit in the communities for the reimbursement from the PCE fund. And that is just wrong.
They also want to include additional costs beyond energy costs in the PCE calculation.
Yeah,
we'll
in the statutes committee, we'll make a statement about support for the PCE in its current form.
Right.
You know, but it would be better to not have that, counter position in a committee recommendation.
Yeah.
And Carl, I commented on that one as well.
Yeah.
When I submitted my name. So just so you know, there's another documented comment.
Okay.
That's right. When we had this committee, I think we've had a lot of really spirited discussions of different viewpoints and it's handled really well.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, very professional. And, you know, I mean, I think we're lucky to have this level of engagement.
Yeah.
I don't know that every subcommittee has it.
I really appreciate it. You, Jen, for being the chair.
I know it looks here, but
definitely don't know what it
said. No, I mean, as a railroad utility man here, I just didn't feel like I should be directly trapped. So,
thanks for letting me trust you. I think we're done. Do we have anything else before we
look? No.
Michael,
I'll ask the executive summary. Executive summary, again, this is just filled with Latin text as a placeholder, but would love feedback to the direction, and this was taken to heart, Tony, your comment, you know, within the first one or two pages, just like the main information. Again, we can do this graphically, but the idea would be just kind of, this is the recommendations from the task force, you know, the goals, the strategies, high priority recommendations, and then recommended next steps. So this is meant to just be a one page front and back kind of standalone from the document, but will be included in the executive summary. And then kind of just a breakdown of each kind of focus area. And Carl, we can wordsmith whether they're called priorities or not, but the idea would be each section would be given kind of paragraph description and then bullet points of what we hope key outcomes might be from the recommendations. And then we would have that for each of the areas. Just want to pause there, any comments or feedback as we develop this?
Yeah, yes, Michael, this is Tony. I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe too much in the weeds, but the graphics, the photos that you're going to use, I just wonder if, you know, thought crossed my mind, one of the things that we use, and actually the last the Power Association uses, there's a photo contest every year. One in particular is, it's not utility specific, but it just shows linemen up on up on a pole, wires, you know, mountains and snow in the background, and it often is a reminder visually of, you know, where we operate, and I didn't know if you were just going to use things that were available to the general public, or
we were pulling photos that we all had, or I say AA had those. If you have any to add to that, we'll take them.
you know.
Please do.
Yeah.
Because the one thing we want to make sure of is that we, that, you know, the one thing that's not here, but we're going to have is make sure the rules have rule pictures and the urban has that. But
yeah.
Any pictures that somebody can add to it, we want to do that.
Yeah, and I don't need it to be a, you know, NBA logo on a truck or anything like that. It's just, yeah.
Oh, we can Photoshop a piece of him, don't we?
Well, what a good shirt. You
can see, let's see, collaboration is in there.
Yeah. I want to give, Kyle, I know you had a lot of feedback in our Tuesday meeting on the executive summary concept. Kyle, is there anything you wanted to provide feedback to Michael on?
No, I think it's moving in a good direction. Maybe the priorities change the topics or something, you know.
We're also considering focus area.
Focus area or something like that. I'd like to see the overall task force kind of, I think the structure you offered, it gives us the structure around which to get half a dozen items out there that are key. And I think each subcommittee should be allowed to present their pitch and for those and maybe we prioritize amongst those. But
okay.
Michael, I'm kind of on the goals section. At the first stage is to me it seems like it really helps us to say what we want the future to look like, what direction are we headed in. And, you know, we have our summary long-term goal, and maybe we'll end up listing multiples, but, you know, something that paints a vision of where, you know, where we are today and where we want to be, where, the direction we're heading. So, maybe there's a discussion that'll, with the broader task force on that.
Okay. I could see that. That's why one of the suggestions with what you wrote up for this subcommittee almost seems relevant for the whole task force.
We're happy to use ours as the starting point. All right. I think we'll adjourn. Anything else?
On Tuesday's meeting,
it's a call-in.
It's a call-in, and it's just a list of the public comments.
2 to 4.
So we don't need to prepare anything.
No.
Are people here that day?
Or? We will have it open for task force members, but we're giving a Teams call for people to call in and then take a written testimony.
So, and same for the following meeting?
Yes, the 24th. Uh-huh.
But there's no action items on our part.
No.
Curtis, you said that you would transcribe those, but will they be recorded as well?
Yeah, they're going to be recorded. They'll be recorded, and then we'll get a sort of transcription from that. Do not know. I assume Sustainable Water Coalition will be calling in because they've indicated that they've already written a letter, so I'm assuming they'll call in.
And the report example.
It's on the website, and we've done publicly noticed it, and we've also done social media, and it's also on the website, so they can easily find it and try to direct people to it.
Okay.
Do
we need a subcommittee?
Maybe after public comments have been.
Yeah. Well, we have the 24th, and so somewhere probably, you know, around that, where there's the week before, that was the problem, is we have next week's the 10th. The following week, we have, that was AFN, there was some trips, so that was kind of a bad week for everybody. And the 24th is for those people going to Iceland. But that's the reason why we did the event on the 24th. Was to help make sure we still met and have public testimony during that time.
What's the date of final report?
31st. So it's a Friday.
So we might just need to
meet on that Monday before.
Yeah, that might not be the time Michael thinks we're going to get comments.
Yeah. But could we do something early the week of AFN? I mean, so AFN is the latter part of that week. What about like 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, I'm gonna be out of town, but that's not a problem. No, that's not a problem. I'm in Nazio, so.
Although, that's what's on my calendar, 17. That's why. It's just part of this 1 hour meeting that
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Schedules out like every other Tuesday.
The 17th is
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Works for me. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah, we can do it here.
Do we want to do it over Teams or do we want to make it in person?
We can do it here. I'll just be remote. That's all.
Okay.
Close enough that I can hear.
I think we need more done for a person, but I'm the one that won't be in person, so.
All right, well, we'll make it a preference in person. Okay. And the possible thing that we're here. That works for me, because, like, I mean, we can limit to, like, June 1. Fine with me. Could we send out an inquiry? Because just John is not here to weigh in.
Harold is meeting on the 17th at noon or 1. Work for you?
Maybe 1, so.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah,
1 o'clock. We'll have to
bring
our own
cookies.
I'll bring
cookies, okay.
Okay. Yes, that would work.
Okay.
1 o'clock? Yeah. Okay, well, I'll send a calendar invite and I'll text John.
Okay, let's do 2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours. Okay. Yeah, we did say at noon and it's 3, so we did it 3 and I think we're further along for a meeting on the 17th.
What week is that on? So
that was same week.
That week, but it's not till 19, 20, and 21st.
Okay. I'd just like to know so I can look
at it. Yeah, and I will say that public sessions at AFN are not just until Friday the 20th. I mean, we did internal tasting sessions on Thursday week. So, in case of wind charge.
Okay. All right. So then we'll get together again on the 17th at 1 here at APA. We'll find 1 to 3. We'll probably finish over.
Okay. And will Michael Baker compile comments for us to look at ahead of time so that we can...
Comments?
Yeah. So that we have that and we'll be organized and numbered.
Okay. Oh, you want the documents today?
No, public comments.
That one, we're playing babies. We have the recordings, but we're relying on a third party to do the transcripts.
Okay. I would just ask Michael Baker or whoever the third party is, if there's some way to organize that feedback for us to synthesize and to look
at. We have the request, but we use a vendor, just not Michael Baker, for court reporting. And so, again, we're kind of out there.
But will my goal bigger be taking that feedback and organizing it somehow, the transcriptions?
Yeah,
I think so. We're going to call in. Okay. I think we should all just try and call in on 10.
Yeah,
right.
Here it is. Okay.
Right.
Right down at 1 7.
Right. And then also on the 24th, just comment.
Yes.
So we're not going to have a chance to meet after those ones.
Yeah.
But I think we just try and do the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, honestly don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. We're doing the 2 to 4. If we need to go a little longer, we can go a little longer on those days, you know, or we might be just sitting there looking at each other. I just don't know.
Well, let's just see how it goes, and then we schedule an emergency meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything from anyone else before we close?
No, thank you.
Yeah, hope everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.